Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand.
Amen. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. He can the valley. Hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome. The reason I'm broken is that I am weak. Rainer never rains. Our God is awesome. Can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome. When we are broken, and when I think ever he will reign. Our God is awesome. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. My God is awesome. The whole world knows every salvation, but children of the rain. My God is awesome. Can be forgiven. It's us living. Praise his holy name. Amen. God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. My God is Hallelujah. awesome. Protector. Protector. Yes, Lord. You're awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. You're in the valley. My God is awesome. He's reaching when I'm broken. He's there when I'm weeping. Praise his holy name. Amen. Praise God. Our God is awesome, brothers and sisters. Welcome. Praise God. We got to put up our only praise music now. That's all right. Glory to God. We're gonna play awesome one more time because our God is awesome. Who he is and what he's doing, what he's been doing in our life, even through all the trials and tests, that we proclaim his name and know that he is awesome, awesome God, glorious and mighty. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Praise God. Celebrate now. Worship our Lord. Amen. Our God is awesome. To the mountain, in the valley, hide me from the rain. He can do all this. That's Brother Andrew. Awesome. Amen. Amen. Forever he will reign. Our God is awesome. He can move the mountain, lead me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Amen. Our God is awesome. When I'm broken and I am weak, you every will reign. What easy, brother, sister? God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. My God is awesome. He's great.
He's great. He's great. He's great.
Than the federal government in IRS. He really is. And that he can intervene for you, sis, in the name of Jesus. And that we were praying for Brother Andrew, and I sent him, and he sent me back, said we're all fine. We weren't flooded and didn't even really feel the earthquake there. Praise God. We're grateful for them, but we're praying for the people of New Zealand, what they've been going through. What about our country? What's going on, brothers and sisters? We got everything setting up for the, looks like the deception, or so-called aliens have taken the people out of here. Well, you know, there's something funny about that. Excuse me. Let me get a drink. Funny and exciting. One other sister on here, another watch lady on YouTube, was sharing about the confirmations of three people, and at least another four, because another one said with the sign, the kind of stuff that's happening and lining up for the situation with Russia and the West, that'd be NATO, U.S., is look like it's getting pretty serious and could be next week, where President Putin in Russia has told all the outlets, all media, radio, TV, everything, in your whatever you have planned in a certain time when he's going to come out and share what he's going to share and be prepared for about an hour message. Now, this could be a declaration of a very possible war on NATO and the U.S. because of what we've been doing and other things we keep doing. And as like Sis Lisa said, poking the bear. But, brothers and sisters, I think it has to happen. I think it has to happen because, you know, we're not around when this other stuff happens with, you know, the other nations like Russia and the older nations. Well, anyway, when that was going on, a lot of people heard, watch ladies and men heard the Lord said, get your left behind letter ready, okay? Get your left behind letter ready where nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody was thinking about it. And this came to one person on Facebook, okay? And then he he shared a deal and he heard, get your, he said it first. And then on Facebook, let me get this right. He shared that he heard it, and then he saw another, that's it, another, thank you, Lord, another lady on Facebook, and she shared it about what the Lord said. And then at the end of hers, she heard his message, and at the end of hers, the Lord said, in that letter, make sure the people know that they were not taken by aliens, but by me. Interesting, huh? Tell them in your left behind letter, the ones that are left behind, that I took my people and not aliens. Interesting, huh? Well, the final part of it was this lady was sharing this with her husband. And he's sitting there listening to her and hearing this stuff. And he goes, honey, wait a minute. I've got to go get something out of the car. And she goes, well, what is it? Well, I've got to go get it. I'll be right back. So, brothers and sisters, he goes to the car, and then she puts up a copy of what is what he gives her to look at, and it's a left-behind letter. And this letter was when he went out to get something, some food or something, and a letter in a woman in a wheelchair gave him a left-behind letter, and he shared it with these other two. That makes three, brothers and sisters. That's confirmation. How close are we? How close are we? Do you have your left-behind letters ready? Do you have them in their place? And I would just add, make sure that it's not aliens, but it's the Lord Jesus who came for the people. You know, this week, brothers and sisters, I've had all kind of rapture movies coming up on YouTube. I haven't really been looking for them, but they sure are coming up right now. All kinds. All kinds. And you can be very alert and wise to the deceptions out there and the subtleties of how they portray the true way of salvation in life is by grace. When one movie portrays it, oh, yeah, you got to keep yourself right. Oh, you've got to endure to the end. And all this, taking it and putting it on their self. And you know how they were portraying? You know how they were portraying people of grace? Oh, they're one to say, Christ did it, and you just go live how you want to. And they show them as partiers and drinkers. And that just broke my mind. I said, what? You know, I was watching. I thought it was pretty good. And then I started seeing and said, well, better stay away from this. Because that is lies. And they're deceived because it is by Jesus and who he is and what he's done. It is not dependent upon us. It is dependent upon the Lord. Our part is to believe and trust Jesus and believe who he is and what he's done. And then I clearly, and I, if y'all saw on my John 17:17 ministry, I brought up scriptures. It clearly says, this grace teaches us to turn from ungodliness and be godly. Not to go out and be. That's what the world and religion would tell you. But not God. You're going to change. You're going to be like Christ. You think he saved you just to stay how you are? No way. We are to be Christ-like. And guess what? It's not all dependent upon you. As all these other people say, work-based people. That is not true. Just like the Pharisees and Jesus said, trying to keep themselves in their self-righteousness and think they're the best. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is real. This is all happening. And then what about all the derailments? What about warehouses burning up? You know, I don't know if you've heard about the chicken and the egg, you know, not what came first. Hey, Sis Luna, good to see you. Sis, welcome to Lord's Hour. And anyway, there's supposedly something in the in chickens and eggs that sort of take away the, you know, snake bite or even the other thing. We have to be, you know, careful what we say. And now they're trying to get rid of them. So a lot of stuff going on. Israel, like I said, that's one to really be watching. And as it's coming to pretty well in intuition, I mean, to the final part, or to a head, I guess you call it. So we're getting excited. We're definitely getting excited. Oh, you're welcome, sis. I will always keep praying because I know God answers prayer. I really do. I've seen it. And I'll keep praying until I see a confirmation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, that is just something. Like I said, we've all been having our trials and tests and everything. But praise God. Amen, sis. I'd bring it out. I bring it out. I have places all over my house. I got, of course, this is me and my wife here, but I have, you know, piled up papers of pointing things to the rapture, pointing to the Word of God, pointing to don't take the mark, and those different things. We have DVDs of the Left Behind movies or other rapture type movies. This, you know, and you can find, you know, those things real cheap now, but information. You know, I put them in different places. I got some in here in my ministry room, and I have some in the room, in the living room when you come in the door. Amen. Amen. He really does, sis. He really does. Praise God. I hope that sis Luna gets, okay, she's back in. Praise God. Well, anyway, it's exciting. Everything that God's doing and everything else that is pointing. I mean, this is crazy. You think about the things of the world. If you are not a believer, how worried and concerned would you be right now? I mean, I know one pastor said it this way. It said it'd take a lot more faith not to believe. I mean, not to believe now. I mean, there's too much evidence of who God is and what he's doing. And lining up with the Word of God says it's going to happen. And it's all coming in, the puzzle's coming together. And it's going to be exactly how God said it's going to be. And it's going to be exactly his word will be fulfilled. Well, as far as I know, brothers and sisters, good news for us and to celebrate and get excited. There's something called a blessed hope. It is a promise from God that he's coming for a very special and beloved children. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. Before he will bring judgment to a world that would reject his love that he poured out at the cross in the form of his life and blood oh, you don't want to be in that place, and put something else in its place. You know, anything, any other way that you think is salvation in life is idolatry. And an idolatry is blaspheming, because you say Christ ain't good enough, and you say what the Holy Spirit did, and you trample the blood of Christ and insult the Spirit, and that's the one that will not be forgiven. Anybody thinks there's any other way to salvation in life but through Jesus, God have mercy on you. And I pray you come to know Jesus personally, because if you think that way, you do not know him. Now, God is the only one who knows hearts, but I can tell by how the people think. When they think it's something about themselves, or they think they're not worthy enough, oh, I got to make myself worthy by beaten up. No, that's only if you're standing for the name of Jesus and that you're a believer already. He makes us who we are. And I know y'all, most of you here know that, but I'm, you know, speaking if anybody else is listening out there, that it is only through Christ and Christ alone. It's very clear. And how much do we need him? Oh, very much. How much did he think we needed him? Oh, he sent his very life, nature, and character, and power, the Spirit of the living God, to live within us. That's the only way you make it through this life and into the life to come. You're not even living without the Lord. Really not. And people like out there that are not believers, you know, I was reading as I was putting this together. 1 John 5:19 says, this whole world system, the world way of living, sin, all that, nature and everything, is controlled and influenced by the evil one, Satan. He really is. So everybody that's not a believer, well, guess who your taskmaster is, you like it or not. And there's only one who can set you free, and that's the Savior, Jesus Christ. He has all power and authority to break the power, and he has broken it, but he can break it in your life personally. And that's the devil. Only the Lord. Yes, the Word, you're right. You're right, Luna. Jesus is the living Word of God. Yes, praise God. Well, anyway, that's the sum of what's going on. And it's been, you know, a lot of tests and trials and what God's showing. And that this is that you cannot get wrong. And God's made it so simple. And it's pray that people will not be misled or deceived, because there's many roads and they all lead to hell. Or a broad boulevard or superhighway. But the path to the Lord is straight and narrow. I don't know what's going to sound like somebody's listening on my phone or something, but that's okay. You need Jesus. You need Jesus if you're listening to me in the name of Jesus. Because I'm hearing, sounds like, you know, somebody's on the phone, but I'm here at the Lord's hour. So anyway, we'll leave that in God's hand. He'll watch over, protect us, and protect the airways and connections and everything. Well, I hope y'all have had a good week and a chance to celebrate the love of God in your life or in your marriage life or anything, and that we point to God's love and not to a holiday, really, that's based on a Roman deal. But we can celebrate God's love. And, of course, we can celebrate daily. But it's good to get together as, you know, brothers and sisters or your family or your loved ones and celebrate that, especially, I guess, husband and wife or your significant other as in whatever place that is that God has you. Well, bless each one. We've come to share the second part that's very powerful too, and understand it is definitely the Lord in our lives, and that he moves and breathes and has his being within us. He makes us who we are. We should just humble ourselves and let God be God and let go. In one sense, that's really what we just, when we try to do it, we just get in the way and make a mess. We've got to humble ourselves, look to Jesus, look to his example, he told us. And remember, he was a man that was filled with the Spirit. Well, I'm a man, you are women and men that are filled with the Spirit. Now we are to walk the path the Lord has given us, and we can. because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us. What we have to do is submit. What we have to do is humble ourselves. That's very important. Pride, there's no place for pride in front of God, especially in yourself or your so-called righteousness in self. It's only in Christ. And the only thing we should be prideful about is celebrating our God and our King, for he's worthy of all praise and glory. But it's still, look at the example of being humble and loving and merciful and kind. That's who the Lord is. Now, of course, he is the righteous King, and he will be the righteous judge, too. Understand that's part of our God, too. And that part is that we do stand for righteousness and truth, and that we do reveal the works of darkness so others will not be misled or deceived. And be very alert and know that one of the biggest things of the Holy Spirit is discernment. Very important in these days. And narrow down what you listen to. Narrow down what you watch. Be very wise, but be excited too, because I believe our Lord's coming soon by everything that's going on. Seems like, tribulation and Jacob's trouble is just around the corner. All right, well, praise God. Let's pray and get started tonight. We've already got started far, I know, but let's get into the rest of the service. Bless each one of you. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We pray what you're revealing to us, Lord, in such a time as this, that we look to you for guidance and wisdom, Lord. We look to you to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, that we would walk in spirit and truth if you called us, Lord, that the only way that we can truly worship you, Father. And in the name of Jesus, we come. We pray for the anointing of the Spirit to be able to teach, to be able to preach, and to share the message, Lord, that you put on my heart and that we will all learn it together. We're very grateful we can come together, Lord. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for protecting us, Lord. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for saving us and setting us free. Thank you, Lord. And that all adds up that you're awesome. You are an awesome God. You're glorious and mighty and loving and merciful. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over protect us and protect the Lord's hour and the connection, the airways, as, Lord, as your angels, warring angels, watch over us. We pray for the mighty name of Jesus and the power of your shed blood and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. And we come in the name of you, Lord Jesus, not ourselves, but in your name, Lord Jesus, and that you're worthy of all praise and glory and honor. We thank you for tonight, Lord. And we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God as we start off tonight that we're celebrating. Celebrating who our God is and get excited what he's doing in our lives. And can you imagine, brothers and sisters, think about that we have been born for such a time as this to be part of end times, to see our glorious Lord coming, to share the good news, and how powerful and wonderful God is to watch over and protect us and has us in places that, you know, away from all seem like the destruction. One thing I can tell you for sure, most of the destruction, if you look at it around the world, it's places that worship false gods, whatever it is. Here in the U.S., I could say it's pride and mammon and lust. Over in place like Turkey, it's a false god, a moon god. Other places, major destruction. They follow false gods, demon, whatever you call it, demigods. And even they worship the fallen one. And what comes with it? Oh, his agenda, his nature, his character, steal, kill, and destroy. But another part of it is prophetic things are happening. And one of them is that there would be earthquakes, and they would increase, and they are increasing. I mean, brothers and sisters, how small do you feel when, like, in 2 minutes, how much destroyed over there in Turkey, and how many lives are taken instantly? This is no game at all. And many other things are happening. I mean, look what's happening where Brother Andrew is. A major, tropical storm, tropical whatever the cyclone, I think they call them there, and earthquakes going on at the same time. Yeah, the birth pains are increasing. But that tells us we're getting closer to going home. And we want his meeting to come with us. That can, because Christ has made the way. He said he came to die. He died, God sent his son to die for all of his created children, to pour out his life and blood. When God does something, he does it perfectly and right. But in his greatness and wisdom, he doesn't force anything. Because of his love, he gives you a free will. And just like Adam and Eve, every one of us have to choose to. And there's only two choices that's been going through Proverbs. Very clear the contrast. Very clear about conduct and the consequences or contrast between the wicked and the upright. The wicked will perish. And they just won't perish in this life, but they'll perish forever. The upright, the ones right in God's eyes, through Christ, they live forever. They're blessed. They're favored. They're watched over. They're protected. They're in the loving hands of God. And that's what people need to know. That's only two choices. There's no in-between. There is no other way. Either it's Christ or really sort of like the song at AC/DC, Highway to Hell. It really is. And we want people to know that the Lord wants you to go to the path that leads to heaven, and that's his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. So tonight, as we start off the worship and praise, we already started with awesome, right? Awesome. And that's going to be until I see any songs come up here. I'll be playing up songs. I hope y'all can hear them, or I'll be singing. Hallelujah. But anyway, the song for tonight, the scripture for it is 1 Corinthians 54 through 56. Oh, glory to God. 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 56. Or 57, excuse me, 57. And when this perishable puts on imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, because that's going to happen, because it's in God's word for we who believe and trust Jesus, then this scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory. What kind of victory? Vanquished forever victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. Remember, Christ has made us righteous. And the power of sin by which it brings death is the law. Christ fulfilled the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory. How? As conquerors. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever think that you're a conqueror over death and sin? God does. Because you believe and trust his son. And he's victorious and the mighty conqueror. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Well, brothers and sisters, you need to know. You're part of the family. You are a chosen child of God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. So every victory is the Lord's. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get it over here. And there it is. Okay. Worship the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He lifts our eyes. We won't fear the fire. There's one who's stronger. Amen. Hard press on each side. We will not lose sight of the one who's greater. One name holds every victory.
Amen.
One voice that silenced the enemy.
Hallelujah.
One King who reigns for all eternity. Jesus. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
On the battlefield, your power is revealed. Giants fall defeated.
Amen.
We are taking ground. Walls are falling down. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
One name. One name holds every name to me.
Hallelujah.
One voice that silenced the enemy.
Oh, yes.
One King who reigns for all eternity.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Victory in Christ. Hallelujah.
Every victory is yours. Every victory is yours. You run. You reign. Death is buried in the grave. Hell cannot defy your name. You run. You reign. Every victory. Yours. Every victory is yours. You run. You reign. Death is buried in the grave. Hell cannot defy your name. You run. You reign.
Amen.
Name it holds every victory. One voice that silenced the enemy. One King who reigns in all eternity.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Name the nails every victory.
Hallelujah.
One voice. Silence the enemy. One King who reigns in all eternity. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. He's victorious. Our glorious King. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Every day, for all eternity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh. the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, 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 battle is the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Oh, 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 battle is the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Rejoice. Every victory is yours. Every victory is yours. You rose. You reign. Death is buried in the grave.
Hell could not defy your name. You rose. You reign.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Battle is the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The victory is yours.
Yeah. Glory. Come on now.
Battle is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Oh. 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 The victory is yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Victory is yours.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Every victory is the Lord's. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we've already learned that Jesus, our Father in heaven, and the mighty Holy Spirit are awesome, awesome God. Now we've understand that they have all victory. Every victory is yours. And that he calls us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Understanding and knowing our place, and that we be humble servants of the Lord, that we be obedient children of the Lord, messengers of the truth, shining the light of God to a world that needs it. There are so many in darkness and deception, and that they see everywhere you turn around the kind of things they're doing is trying to exterminate or depopulate, because that's the agenda of the fallen one and the ones who follow him. God, I pray that they would come to know Christ, because they are being misled and deceived. What he promises them is lies. Everything he does is lies. But yeah, it's real. When you have certain kind of trains crashing and causing plumes of chemicals and stuff, it's not good. Not good for animals and not good for humans. Thank God, God's watching over and protecting us. And he can. And just like Sis Brenda says, our life's in his hands anyway. I mean, we're in a place, how fragile this world and everything going on, to live as Christ and die as gain, absent from the bodies in the presence of the Lord. That's our future. Hallelujah, whichever way, right? We pray that as we sense that many of you believe that we will be here, and how the Lord is showing us clearly, look for his coming, that you will see it in the days we live. Praise God. All right, sis, I'll let you come and share some other wonderful things we know about our God. Hallelujah. praise God, and how we are to act and be before him. Hallelujah. And the promise, hallelujah, is in that song too there. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God, sis. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you tonight. Thank you that we come together. Hallelujah. Let sis come here. She's going to call. Amen. There she is. Hello, sis.
Hi, brother. How are
you?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. Absolutely
Amen.
Good in Jesus' name.
Amen. We are.
Victory.
We are good in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus.
Oh, amen. I mean, it's a mighty victory. I mean, in all, you know, every parts of a life, he's come to destroy the works of the devil in, you know, our lives and the family and our family's life and friends' lives. And, you know, as he tries to come in these low belt type things, I mean, below the belt type things he does. And the Lord is able. We just have to depend upon him and know that we are strong in the Lord. All right, sis, praise God. I'm going to let you continue this worship and praise, and that you'll be singing something else about the Lord. He's holy. Oh, hallelujah. Holy, hallelujah.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen. Amen. Okay, brother.
All right. Bless you. Amen.
Bless you, too. Amen. Holy, a thousand generations falling down in worship, to sing the song of ages to the land, and all will come before us, and all will be lived. We'll sing the song of ages to the land. Your name, the greatest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. On angels cry, holy, your creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the land. If you walk in freedom, and if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the land. We sing the song forever and amen. And angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. on a throne, and dominion, your power, and position, your name stands above them all. Jesus, your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. And it's all strong and dominions all power and position, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, oh, gracious Christ, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be holy, holy forever. You will always be holy, holy forever. Peace, bring it all to peace. Storms around the room, let it break. At your name, still. Cold as sea to still. The reasons need to still. Every way. At your name, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, cold his bones to live, cold his lungs to sing. Once again, I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, your name is life. The shadow stands the night. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, the prayer lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you made the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, the silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you made the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Like a bright
thank you for changing us from life to death with our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking us out of darkness into a light. Thank you by the power of God, nature and character of God. Our lives have been changed. Our nature's been changed. We have been set free from the chains of sin and darkness. Amen. Now by God's mighty word, Ecclesiastes 5:20 says, "For he will not often consider the troubled days of his life, because God keeps him occupied and focused on the joy of his heart." So, and the tranquility of God indwells him. See, that's what we have. That's what the Lord wants. You focused on him and who he is and what he does, not the troubles of the day. Don't get too caught up in that and get pulled down. Because God keeps him or her, number one, occupied. Occupied, serving him. His will, the purpose he has for your life. Amen? Number two, focused on the joy of his heart. Who brings joy into our heart? The joy of the Lord is our strength, our life. Amen? Number three, oh, here you go. Tranquility of God indwells him or her. Amen. Tranquility is peace. What kind of peace? All this peace, the things that you're trying to put together in some kind of documents and agreements? No. Peace past all understanding. The peace that Christ brings eternal. Now, that is the peace only Christ can provide. Even in these troubled days of our life now. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. All these leaders and people of this world are looking the wrong place. It's the Savior, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. 1 Corinthians 15:28 says, "However, when all things are subjugated to him, Christ, then the Son himself will also be subjugated to the one, the Father, who puts all things under him. So that God may be all in all, manifesting his glory without any opposition, the supreme indwelling and controlling factor of life." Amen. The supreme indwelling and controlling factor of life for us, amen, daily. Ephesians 3:16 says, "May he grant you out of his riches of his glory," so you know these are the internal things here, "to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality." Look at there. May he grant you out of his riches of his glory, number one, to be strengthened. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen. Number two, spiritually energized. And the Spirit will come upon you, an anointing of the Spirit. And where the Spirit is, there's liberty and freedom and strength and life. Number three, with power through his Spirit in your inner self, power to live the life that God has given you, power to overcome, power to be raised up and glorified. Amen. Number four, indwelling your innermost being, your inner you. The one that has been made alive and is perfect and holy and righteous, and sin can't touch that area. For God dwells, our spirit connected to his. And number five, your personality from the inside out, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. Adds up to more of God's grace. Amen? Hebrews 6, verse 18 says, so that by two unchangeable things, two unchangeable, his promise and his oath. That means his promise and his word, in which it is impossible for God to lie. So all the promises and all of his word that is toward us are yes and amen, and they will come to pass. We who have fled to him, we fled, run, for what? Refuge, would have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope set before us. Amen? What's the hope set before us right now as the times we live, as we're looking for the Lord's coming? The blessed hope. Hallelujah. We who have fled to him for refuge would, number one, strong encouragement. And we have it daily by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in power. Amen? Number two, indwelling strength to hold tightly. Hallelujah. Amen. And number three, to the hope set before us. Amen. The hope of glory. The hope of eternal life and a bright and beautiful eternal future destiny. 1 Peter 4, 14 says, now listen to this. When it comes when somebody puts you down or they scoff at you or call you names or cuss you or whatever, listen to what the Word of God says about it. Now, I mean speaking for Christ, and you'll see what I'm talking about in this scripture. 1 Peter 4, 14. If you're insulted and reviled by bearing the name of Christ, not a label of religion, not a denomination, I'm talking about how they come against you for being Christ-like, a born-again believer. You are blessed, happy, with life, joy, and comfort in God's salvation, regardless of your circumstances. Because the Spirit of glory and of God is resting on you. Remember, Jesus said, they came against me. They called me names. But do the same to you. And it's a testimony that you're truly his child. And indwelling you, whom he whom they curse. He whom they curse, what do? We glorify. We glorify. Amen. Know this, brothers and sisters. To wear this, is a badge of honor that we suffer for Christ. It is to be insulted and reviled for bearing the name of Christ. Amen. It truly proves to you that you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, because the Spirit of God and of God is resting on you, indwelling you. He whom they curse, we glorify. Amen. Glory to the Lord. We're just getting started with this message. This is just talking about what indwelling means and how the Spirit is and is. Well, like I said, as the Holy Spirit leads. Amen. So, as we went through the first three things we received from the Holy Spirit, which is truly the nature and character of our Savior, Jesus Christ, all these were part of his life as he was here in this world. Well, now, through the Holy Spirit, he wants all of us to know they are part of our lives to be by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. So when we look at this portion of a powerful truth and promise, we truly know the Holy Spirit is in our life. We can do nothing of ourselves. It will not be truly fulfilled. Amen. So last week, we looked at what the Lord Jesus told his disciples and us too, brothers and sisters, that what would happen in our lives because of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Let's look. Acts 1 through 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts 1, 5. Sounds like somebody's listening on my phone, but that's all right. They can hear the truth in God's word. Acts 1, verse 5. For John baptized with water, but you will what? Be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. Amen. So the first three were will be baptized, empowered, and united with the Holy Spirit. Now, as we know about these three, now we'll move on to the next three. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we'll look at what sis has put up, Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him, made full and having come to the fullness of life in Christ. You too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. He's the head. He's the king. They have to bow and obey him. And that's even the fallen ones of the principalities, too. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sis. Praise God. The Lord is in control. Very clear. Acts 1, verse 8. Here's the other three. But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth. So what else is the Lord Jesus telling us we will receive from the Holy Spirit? Number one, we will receive power. Amen. Number two, ability. Amen. You will be my witnesses to tell people about me. Amen. So like the first three, now the other three, one common denominator, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Without him, we do not have all that God wants for us. Amen? Now, we will study and search God's word empowered by his Holy Spirit so we will clearly know and apply the truth to our lives and hearts. Amen? So the first part of this is we will receive power of God. Amen? The definition of power, ability to ability to do or act, capability, a capability of doing or accomplishing something to give power, to make powerful. So the Holy Spirit gives us this to us so we can have, number one, ability to act, ability to do, ability to do or act Christ-like. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Number two, capability of doing or accomplishing God's will and purpose in our lives. Amen. And number three, to give power to make you powerful in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So now, by God's word of truth. Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with great power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of what? By the devil. Doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Just think about all the different kind of sicknesses because of the curse and sin. And who can heal? Not the guys in the white coats. Jesus is the healer. Now, oppressed by the devil because God was with him. That's why he could. Now, our Heavenly Father is doing the same in our life by the indwelling Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen? Romans 1, verse 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith, your trust, confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness is being proclaimed in all the world. Amen. For all of you right now, too, you trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment. That makes it really clear what that means about being salvation and saved. Look what you're saved from his wrath and punishment. To everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, and to the Jew first and also the Greek, yes and amen. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope, he is the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. Isn't that amazing scripture? May the God of hope fill you with, number one, all joy and peace. Amen. Number two, how? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Number three, you will abound in hope. Amen. And number four, overflow with confidence. Amen. And number five, in his promises, which are always yes and amen. Now, do you see why we have to have the indwelling Holy Spirit in our life now? Amen. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24 says, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen. And you got people out there thinking that they have any of this? I don't think so. Not in themselves. He is truthfully everything to us. And we all need to live the life we have in him, Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3 says, therefore, I want you to know that no one speaking by the power and influence of the Spirit of God can say Jesus be accursed. Who would want to? Shouldn't be any of us for sure, but there's people out there that do it. But they can only do it right now because it's a time of grace. And no one can say, Jesus is my Lord, except by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is true. Except by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7 says, in speaking the word of truth in the power of God. That's the only way you need it. I mean, that's the only way you should be doing it. But we got many people out there just flapping their jaws without the power of the Holy Spirit. By the weapons of righteousness For the right hand, like holding a sword to attack, and the left, for the left, like holding the shield to defend. Amen, like a soldier. But in the spirit, not the weapons of this world. Our spiritual weapons are, number one, in speaking the word of truth, that has more power than any kind of weapon you can think of in this world. Amen. Number two, in the power of God through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And number three, by the weapons of righteousness. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, for even though he was crucified in weakness, yielded himself, yet he lives resurrected by the power of God, his Father. Oh, hallelujah. For we too are weak in him as he was humanly weak, yet we are alive and well in fellowship with him because of what? The power of God directed toward you, the power, the love, the mercy, the grace, the righteousness, the truth from your heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit and what the Son of God, Jesus Christ, did. Hallelujah. That's a powerful scripture. You think about it. Humanly weak, yet we are alive. Oh, hallelujah. And well in fellowship with him because of the power of God directed toward you and me. Hallelujah. He knows what we need before even thinking. Ephesians 3, verse 7 says, of this gospel, I was made a minister by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of what? His power, not ourselves. His power. So the way you can do it, truthfully, what God really wants. You see, brothers and sisters, this grace has been given to us through the working of his power in our lives through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. That could be the reason why people don't know what God's grace really is if they do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit. That's coming clear. Ephesians 6:10. The caption is the armor of God. But listen to it. Listen to what Paul says overall about what he's sharing there. As he gave all the different pieces of the armor and everything. Look and see what really is the catalyst. In conclusion, he said, Ephesians 6:10. In conclusion, the final part about this against wrestling, against principalities and power, the hierarchy of hell, this is what you need to know. Be strong in the Lord, not yourself. We come in the name of Jesus. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him as you are family, as you are servants of the Lord. You are ambassadors for Christ. And in the power of his boundless might, hallelujah. Not ourselves, not in religion, not any kind of ritual or work. The devil and the demon will laugh at you. Only thing they understand is in the name of Jesus, the power of Christ and his authority and his shed blood that broke their power. They have to flee. Their works are destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. People need to understand that. Hallelujah. In conclusion, number one, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Number two, be empowered through the union with him. Amen. And number three, in the power of his boundless might. Oh, hallelujah. Boundless? I mean, it don't end, does it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3:12. I put this one in here because it's so encouraging. And it clearly tells you who you are in the eyes of your Father and your Savior and the indwelling Holy Spirit. what they think about you, how much they love you. Listen to this. So as God's own chosen people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for his purpose, and well beloved by God himself, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, which has the power to endure whatever injustice and unpleasantness comes with good temper. So as God's own, number one, chosen people, amen. Number two, who are wholly set apart, amen. Number three, sanctified for his purpose, amen. And number four, well beloved by God himself, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shared this so you truly know who you are to your God and Savior. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. Oh, hear this one clear. This is rubber meets the road. And you can see clearly the difference. And you can clearly see the nature and character of these two different kind of people. And what this word says, you better be sure you're right with Christ, faith alone in him, and born again by the Holy Spirit. And the way that God says is by grace. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, holding to a form of outward godliness, religion, man's way to God. Although they have denied its power. Who's the power? Oh, that's the Holy Spirit. What else is that? That's the life of God. That's the nature of God. That's the character of God. For their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. If they have a form of godliness and deny the power, it nullifies their claim of faith. And what does it say? What does Paul tell us? What did he tell Timothy? What is he telling us? Those kind of people, what are we even to do? Avoid such people and keep far away from them. Let us be alert and wise. Outward, godliness, religion, what is it? They have denied its power, the indwelling Holy Spirit. And without him in your life, by your true faith in Jesus Christ, this happens in your life. For their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. God have mercy, because they are not truly saved. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living, active, full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and the spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Who? The Word of God, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now this is the real Word of God in our lives. The Word of God empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. James 4, verse 6. Now listen to this. Here's one of the scriptures you can tell people that they think it's more than by God's grace. They better read God's word. They better know the time we're living. That we're not in the time of the Old Testament. And we're not in the time of the kingdom gospel. We're in the time of grace. God's grace. And listen what it does. Again, as they sit to say, oh, y'all just want a license to sin. No. This is what word of God says. But he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit. And with this comes grace grace and more grace, what does it help us to do? To defy sin, not embrace it, and live a obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for salvation. Amen. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty. People go around judging other people, but continually give grace, gift of grace to the humble, the ones that are leading people to Jesus. And what's the difference? The ones that are humbled who turn away from the self-righteousness that will condemn you, because that kind of righteousness will never meet the standards of God, because it's flawed, because it's sinful, because it's arrogant and prideful, judgmental, wants to condemn and execute. So the scripture right here shoots down anything about ourselves by works and duties, or you have to do this or that. No, it is through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin. What does he give to us to do this? He gives us more and more grace. Hallelujah. Blessing in favor. Be able to overcome. He knows we're still dealing with the flesh, but we are to be growing and maturing and becoming more Christ-like. Because the power of God is raising up in us that we're able to. Hallelujah. And as the temptations and sin come, we say, no, get out of here, devil. I don't want your life anymore. I don't want to live by feelings anymore. I want to go the way that God wants me to, by his mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1, verse 5 says, who are being protected and shielded by who? Us? Our armies? Police force? Oh, no, no. Oh, no. People need to get a hold of this in your faith. Oh, there's something greater than all this. Oh, so-called that we think is important. Who being protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in this last time. Oh, hallelujah. That's what God's trying to say. Trust me. Believe me. Quit trusting men and the kind of things they bring that think so good for you. Oh, that's proved wrong every time, isn't it? Who are being, number one, you're protected and shielded, amen. Number two, by the power of God, amen. And number three, through your faith for salvation through Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for the dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. What a calling that is, isn't it? Everything is necessary has been given. Hallelujah. For his divine power has bestowed on us. Amen. Amen. You got to be divine. You got to be eternal to be have the life that God wants now, but definitely in eternity. Comes one way. So that the first thing you need to know, it is the power of God through the indwelling Holy Spirit that we can be who God wants us to be as born-again believers in Christ. Amen. Now, we move to the second nature and character of God in our life, ability. Ability. The definition of ability. confidence in the activity or occupation because of one's skill, training, or other qualifications, abilities, talents, special skills, or aptitudes. All from the Holy Spirit, not ourselves. Amen? Now, from God's Word. Matthew 9, verse 29 says, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, your trust, your confidence in my power and my ability to heal, it will be done to you. Oh, hallelujah. Now we're getting a hold of it. We're seeing what this means. Truthfully, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, it is our Savior's power and ability in our lives to be who he wants us to be. Amen? Romans 12, verse 3 says, for by the grace of God given to me, I say to every one of you not to think more highly of himself and of his importance and ability, sort of guess and say, be like getting a big head, than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment. As God has apportioned, to each a degree of faith and a purpose designed for service. Who? Amen. Let us take heed and be humble. Not ourselves. This is what God has done. He's part of our life. He wants to be. He knows you can't stand in this world against a spiritual enemy that's greater than any of this regular man. But you, as a believer, you don't come against this enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy you or your family or your children or your friends. He's very mean. He don't have no mercy. He don't show no grace. He's mean, and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy you and everyone you love. But in the Lord, we can be strong and defeat him. He's already a defeated foe. The Lord wants us to know that and show us that it's true, that Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. So when these kind of things come against you or your family and friends, you pray. You pray in the name of Jesus. You pray for healing, and you pray for deliverance, and you pray that they come to know Jesus personally. Amen. Let us take heed and be humble. That's the key to it. Not in arrogance, knowing our place, knowing how much we depend upon the Lord. We really do. 1 Corinthians 12:10. And to another, the works of miracles. And another, prophecy. For telling the future and speaking the new message from God to the people. And another, discernment of spirits. And what is that? This is where it starts showing where spirits are behind mud, a lot of stuff in this world, more than we think. The ability to distinguish sound, godly doctrine from what? The deceptive doctrine of man-made religions and cults, to another, various kinds of unknown tongues, and another interpretation of tongues. But we are focusing on the main one here. This is one of the most important one there is. Discernment of spirit. The ability to distinguish sound, godly doctrine from the deceptive doctrines of demons and man-made religion and cults. Hallelujah. Come out of them, the Lord said. Come out, my people. Come unto me, all weak and heavy laden because of all these kind of things. And I'll give you rest. I'll give you life. I'll give you peace. I'll give you hope. I'm the only one who can, the Lord says. Galatians 5, verse 22, glory to the Lord. But the fruit of the Spirit, oh, hallelujah. Fruit, that means what you bear, what comes out. The result of his what? Presence within us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. You know what else? He's a God who saves. Amen. The result of his presence within us is love. Unselfish concern for others. Joy. Inner peace. Patience. Listen to this. Not the ability to wait. Not only that, but how we act while waiting. The attitude and character we're supposed to have. What else? Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Amen. 1 Peter 4:10 says, just as each of you have received a special gift. And that, the greatest gift is the promise of the Father, but the Holy Spirit, he gives out gifts. And what is the gift? Just as each of you have received a special gift, a spiritual talent and ability graciously given by God. Why does he do that? Because he loves you. And he wants you to be the best you can be for him, to fulfill his will and purpose for all of his created children. Employ it in serving one another as appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace. Boy, that don't sound like anything about just a license to sin, does it? Faithfully using the diverse variety gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. These are only for born again believers, the ones who trust to believe in Jesus, so we can be Christ-like in all different areas and phases in our life. Remember, he was the example. An example of knowing a man filled with the Spirit to minister and to share the good news and be the witness for God. Just as each of one of you have received, number one, a special gift, amen. Number two, a spiritual talent, amen. And number three, the ability graciously given by God. Amen. Why did he give these to us? Employ it is serving one another. Amen. Serving one another, what it's really all about. Really, the overflow is to the law or, you know, the world. What it's mainly for was for the church. And the other part of it is if these things are happening in the body of Christ and then the world or worldly people see it, something special about these people, what's going on? And then hopefully that'll wake up their godly sense to come to Jesus. And no, he's the only answer. Man will fail you. Religion will fail you. The government will fail you. Remember, that's all men-made stuff. Oh, yeah, the fallen one will fail you. You will fail yourself. Only Jesus. He won't fail you. Hallelujah. So now we know that the abilities we have to serve the Lord Jesus and to walk the path of life that he did is from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. Be led by the Spirit, the Lord said. Guided by the Spirit. He will teach you. He will guide you. Now, the last nature and character we receive by the indwelling Holy Spirit is to be my witnesses, the Lord said. Amen. The definition of a witness: to see, hear, or know by personal presence in perception. Oh, hallelujah. That's a good way to explain it. It's not by feelings. It's like you know that you know. It's, you say it, but it says real good too. Known by person, by to see, to hear, and know by personal presence. The Spirit is with us in perception, that we perceive what the Spirit is in, I mean, who the Spirit is in our life, and that we perceive what he's saying and he's doing. Yes, this is given to us, too, by the Holy Spirit, amen? Now by God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Let me get a drink here. Oh, praise his name. Mm-mm-mm. The things, the doctrine, the precepts, the admonition, the sum of my ministry, which you have heard me teach in the presence of many witnesses, entrust as treasure, treasure, to reliable and faithful men who will also be capable and qualified to teach others. In the presence of many witnesses, entrust as a treasure, amen, to reliable and faithful men, and I would say women too, amen. And number three, who will also be capable and qualified to teach others, amen. And then Hebrews 12, verse 1, Jesus the example. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. He's never unfaithful. And when you know that, you're able to do this: stripping off every unnecessary weight, sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Oh, yeah, the devil is very crafty. The old flesh can be crafty too. We've got to be alert. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, and looking to the author and finisher of our faith, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So a great cloud of witnesses to what? Who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. Amen. And if you want to hear about their testimony and their witness of what God's done in their lives, check out Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, it's so powerful. Praise God. 1 John 5, 6 through 8. This is he who came through water and blood, his baptism and death, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. It's like the Lord said he would do. He is the essence and origin of truth itself. Well, there you go. The real truth is from God. Jesus is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. For there are three witnesses, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are in agreement. Their testimony is perfectly consistent. Oh, glory to God. Amen. The perfect witness for us to believe in for salvation and eternal life. Amen. So, by the truth of God's word, we know now what God has given us through the promise of the Father who believe and trust his Son, Jesus Christ, that we have been baptized by the fire of God, that we have been empowered and united to the Holy Spirit as he indwells us. Now, this week, there is much more. God is so good, and he wants his best for us through the Holy Spirit. We have the power of God in our life now in Jesus' name. We have been given the ability that we need to serve him well, Jesus Christ. And finally, to be witnesses for Christ, who he is, and all that he has done for salvation and eternal life for us who believe in him. So yes, to have the indwelling Holy Spirit in our life is very important. Amen. We need to be lined up with him as he leads and guides us. Let us be responsive to him. Amen. That's our part. I finished this powerful truth and study about the indwelling Holy Spirit gives us in our life as born-again believers with three scriptures about the last three spoken of the things the Spirit gives us spoken of by Jesus Christ. Amen. Acts 26, verse 18 says, to open their spiritual eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan. So there is power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness and release from their sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in Jesus. Not me, it says in me, but in the Lord. In the Lord, Jesus. That's how it happens. So that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So by this we know and see Satan does have power, but God's power is greater in his Son, Jesus Christ, in power by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Philippians 2:13. For it is not your strength, but it is God is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work. That it is strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. So by this scripture, we see and know clearly it is God who is effectively at work in you, not ourselves, but by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, the final one, the only way we can do this, to be witnesses for our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, Amen. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. What we have been chosen for and called to do in the power of the indwelling Spirit to tell people about our Savior, Jesus Christ, and they can know him too personally this way too. Amen forever. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You are welcome here. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Amen? He really is. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing worth more to ever come close. Nothing can compare to our living home. Your presence, Lord. Amen. I've tasted in tea of the sweetest of love, when your heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place. Feel the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is where our hearts long for. You overcome by your presence, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. There's nothing worth more than to ever come close. They might compare with our living home. Your presence, Lord. Amen. I've tasted it in thee. Oh, the sweetest of love, with my heart become free, and the shame is undone. Amen. Your presence, Lord. Amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. Please, Spirit, are welcome here. Come flood this and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is where our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Against the Lord.
That means anybody that's lost, controlled, or possessed, or influenced by the fallen one, the Lord is greater and stronger and more powerful. Why do you seek any kind of wisdom or understanding or counsel from any people of this fallen world and world system? Trust the Lord against nothing can prevail against him. And that's who is in your life. That's who's in your heart by the Holy Spirit. In verse 31 fits the days we're living. By all that we see going on, all the saber rattling, all the things were so close, and all the threats and everything else. And we know that a red horse will ride. And listen to what it says here in Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle. Oh, yeah, it'll get prepared everywhere. Troops moving, equipment moving, missiles ready to fly, wherever. Like fireworks against God, of course. But here's the truth. This is for us. But deliverance and victory belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what you need to know. Yes, they're preparing. Even if they yell, oh, we want peace and security and safety, at the same time to prepare for war. Because that's how the man and simple man is double-minded. They prepare for war and they're talking so-called peace. But deliverance and victory belong to the Lord. And that belongs to you and it belongs to me through him, Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. And in this life, as we live now, how are we to be guided? Who is to lead us? Hallelujah. Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The song for the time we live. This is what we want. We don't want to live by flesh, emotion, and feeling, but be perceived as the Spirit. Amen. Perception. Listening to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And even in the suffering, I have to believe it. Amen. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say relief, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. When you say a jump, I'm diving in. Amen. Say I'm filled, then I will win. If you say I trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Amen. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Oh, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Spirit, Jesus. Amen. Glory. It felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, amen, oh, tightly, took me further, oh, yeah, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it is worth it all, amen. By my word, altar, let your fire fall. Oh, if you say it wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you say it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. And if you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Oh, yes. Almighty Holy Spirit, we need you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Oh, Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Glory. That's right. When all hope is gone, and your word is all I've got, I have to believe you still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my word. And then when I don't remember, you remind me of my word. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my fault. I lay down every cost. You're all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This cup you have for me. And in that way it don't make sense, I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit lead. Amen. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in with me, I'll be king. And when you say to jump, I'm guiding you. If you say be still, then I will win. And if you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm gonna take the feeling. Spirit, lead me. Oh, yeah. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Yes, Lord, Spirit, lead me. Amen, Lord, Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah, Spirit, lead me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Remember, sisters, that's what the Lord Jesus called us to. He called us to be led by the Holy Spirit. He knew what we needed. And for such a time as this, how much do we truly need it? What else do we need from him? We know that we have. As we had, like I said, that day of 22, you know, they celebrate love. True love is only from God. Hallelujah. God's love Praise his name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes. Love knows when to say no. Yes. Oh, in the turn of the sun, in the sun of love, because love has come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I will sing for all my days. I will
walk in your holiness, Lord. I want to stand for all your ways. When you call, and I will thank for all my days. I will declare your glory, and my heart filled with praise. I will shout, and I will sing for all my days. I want to walk in your holiness, Lord. I want to stand for all your ways. When you call, I will say yes for all my days. I want to die so you can live. Resurrect my heart again. Not to tell the world that you are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. And I will worship your name. You are the Holy One. Oh, and I stand here amazed. You are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. Amen. Praise God now. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, I speak of your endless mercy. Through the night my voice will raise. God, I trust in your sweet forgiveness all of my days. I've got a song in the place of Calvary, the cross of power to save. God, I tell of the hopes you find there all of my days. On the days you can live. Resurrect my heart again. I will tell the world that you are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. Worship your name. You are the Holy One. Oh, I stand here amazed. You are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. The Holy One, God, I worship your name. You are the Holy One. Oh, I stand here amazed. You are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To die so you can live. Resurrect my heart again. Tell the world that you are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. Now worship your name. You are the Holy One. Oh, I stand here and thank you. You are the Holy One. You are the Holy One. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy One. Amen. The Holy One. The Holy One. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm a friend in your glory, and my heart filled with praise. I will shout and I will sing for all of my days. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. And we finish up with this wonderful song here, glory to God, about as we prepare to pray, to understand whose name we come in as we pray. In Jesus' name. And that he can do all this, what she sings in the song, to the ones we pray for, and even in our own lives. In Jesus' name, praise his name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glorious name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Name.
of what else I'm doing. In desperation, I seek heaven, and I pray this for you. I pray for your healing. Your circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray the miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Why do we do this? This is why. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings every promise he is faithful to keep. I seek the name no greater ever holds. He is greater, he is stronger, he is the God of possible. Hallelujah, I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough what happened today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How? How are we going to do this? Come believe it. Come receive it. In the power of the Spirit now forever yours. Amen. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
I pray for your healing. The circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what we pray. In Jesus' name. That we can come in the name of Jesus. And then all of that he can do and much more. Oh, he's wonderful. He's able. Praise God. Now, since Luna left, before I got a chance to check and see if her job thing's doing better, let's go over some of these prayers. Hallelujah. I don't know about this Jim and Samuel that came one time that came to our breakthrough thing. I pray that their lives will be changed in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Cindy's, our sister Cindy's mother, Margaret. And for healing, peace, and comfort in the name of Jesus. We pray for Anthony's cousin still, for healing and salvation and breakthrough in his life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. We continue to pray for Sis Luna for her job issues, and we pray that he intervenes and passes with change or have change. Oh, praise God. This is an amazing one. This lady here was in... they put her in, hospice, I think it is. But she's doing well. And she's feeling better, praise God. And we're praying for Carolyn for healing and peace. The Lord is greater than anything that comes against the people. Hallelujah. We would pray, continue to pray for Darren, to keep Darren to come to Dublin and to get he'd be able to get some transportation for himself. We continue to pray for another lady named Kayla. I mean, not Kayla, but Callie, with a K and an I, for healing.
and for her baby, safe and healthy, and stop the leakage of the fluid, what do they call it, fluid, amniotic,
yes,
amniotic fluid. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord, was, you know, like I said, in desperation and calling out to heaven for this young lady, and she be healed or her baby be safe. I don't know if this is the situation of these ladies because of the jab, but anyway, we pray for them. We pray for brother, we've been praying for brother Andy, praying for God and his family, but we pray for the people in the country in New Zealand, and we're praying for Sis Connie for her income tax to be recovered and be settled in the name of Jesus. Okay, as for prayer for him, the flow of nutrition from her, go to her baby inside without any hindrance so the baby can grow normal. Amen. Amen. Sis, we believe he can do that. We will pray for Kim and her baby. Will grow and be healthy in Jesus. Be healthy. Amen. Receive nourishment, Lord. You make a way. Amen. Hallelujah. We will. In the name of Jesus. Any other prayer requests, praise God, as we go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. That the Lord is able. And the people, as we pray for, we pray they want him to. They have to, like it says, to come and believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. They got to be a want to. You know, faith is an action word. It means do something. And that means not sit on a couch like a, you know, couch potato or a pickle. It means you got to move. You got to move in your spirit. You got to want the Lord in your life. You want him to lead in God. You want him to intervene and quit trying to do it yourself. One of the sayings we've been learning here is let go and let God. Let go and let God. Because we try to handle everything. We can't. There was no way. I've learned that more. And we need the Lord. We need him, you know, in our lives and cry out to him, you know, when we're in need or whatever else is going on in our lives, you know. Praise God. Any other prayer requests? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it definitely sounds like somebody's on my phone. It's very strange. Just like, you know, they're listening. But that's okay. You need Jesus. You need Jesus if you're listening in. Praise God. The answer is Christ. There is no hope or no other way. Do not sound like the old days, like old phones of, you know, the party lines and all that, but it sounds like something is, you hear it, and it could be just a glitch or something, but it's working still. But anyway, hallelujah. Any other prayer requests, thank the Lord. I mean, I guess he prayed about all that's going on in the nation, but all of it's bringing people to their knees. All of it's showing that a world does not really care about you. Christ does. He came to save us. He came to, you know, give us life. The people of the world?
No.
A lot of them are too focused on trying to save this dying planet. Ain't gonna happen. God's gonna destroy it. They need to get the right perspective. They need to get the spiritual perspective of life. Eternal life. Eternal life is what people need to get perspective of. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your gracious tonight. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done, especially all the healing that has gone on, praise God. And Lord, that you continue to do that. And Lord, that we call Sis Luna here. We hope the best for her. We pray that her job issues have been worked out and that you make her circumstances change of what you want for her in her life, in the job, in the situation, and that you are the provider. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing and Sis Carolyn's life, and they put it in a place of hospice. Praise God, she's still here, and that she and there's still there's healing and peace in her life, and that she's comprehending things. And Lord, we leave her life into your hands. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We pray for our brother Darian, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he comes back to Dublin and that he will be able that you provide for him some kind of transportation and help him with his bills too, Lord. He's got in a situation that I think only you are the one that can get him out of. I pray you intervene in his life to give him peace and comfort in Jesus' name. So, God, we pray for Callie. Lord, we pray for this young lady and that we want you to help her and her baby. We pray for protection and safety and health over her and the baby and stop the leakage of her amniotic fluid in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you heal her and lift her up and let her be a tremendous testimony of her and her baby and what you can do in the life of your people and those who believe and trust you like you did with our great-granddaughter, Scarlett. We honor and praise you, Lord. We thank you for the miracles that you have done in our lives. Lord God, we thank you for watching over Brother Andrew and his family. We thank you for protecting them. Lord, that you want you to protect each one of us. We're very grateful. We pray for the people and the ones that have been facing the floods and the earthquakes, and that it would bring them to a place of being humble and understand that they need you, Lord. There are all these things that are coming, and they're going to come, and they're going to increase by the word of God. But we, as believers, fear not, and we have hope and peace. We trust you, and we pray for them. They come to know that many people in those other countries where the great earthquakes happened, Lord, how humble have they become? Are they still trusting in the false God, or are they trusting in you, Lord? I pray they come to know you and understand the other one does not care about them. He just wants to use them and destroy them. We pray that they come to the truth of the living God, you, Lord Jesus, and know that you are the answer. Lord God, we pray for Sister Mommy in the name of Jesus. We pray that you help her, and that, Lord, I know you even greater than this so-called big government in this country and IRS, that you're greater, and that you're able to intervene and help her recover what she is supposed to be given by whatever it is fair in the truth and the righteous way, Lord. And I know, Lord, I pray you give her comfort and peace that you are her provider and that you can provide in any different way. And I pray she would look to you humbly and trust you, Lord, and know that you're able to watch over, protect her, and provide in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray now for Kim and her baby. Lord, it just seems like so many women and having these kind of things going on with babies these days. Lord, I pray for protection of the children. Do they even want to try to attack the womb? God have mercy. We pray against the enemy. We pray against any kind of spirit of death in this terrible way of thinking, Lord. We pray for healing. We pray for protection and to help Kim and her baby get the nourishment the baby needs to grow and be healthy. And that, Lord, we know you've intervened like you did with the twins and give Sister Jeanette faith and give Kim faith and understand this can happen in the name of Jesus and that you can make a way. Lord, you created these bodies and you can make them function as they're supposed to. Lord God, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we thank you for tonight, the great wisdom and understanding about how we are to live the life you've given us. We can't do it alone. We need you, and we need your Holy Spirit, and thank God he indwells us. I pray that we understand to be led by him. Spirit, lead us. Let us be responsive to you. Let us be very alert and use the discernment you have given us in these days and stick to the truth. And the truth is you, Lord Jesus, the living word of God empowered by the Spirit. You come alive in our lives and our hearts. We're thankful. We thank you, Lord, for the time that we can come together and pray for one another and be concerned for each other because the love that you have given us rises up in us and we're concerned about our family. Concerned about our brothers and sisters and their children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and our friends and all, Lord. Lord, that our hearts can get heavy and understand, but we get excited when I see all the answers of prayer. And I know, Lord, you're able, and we come humbly by your mercy and love. And I pray that people that we pray for do believe that you who you are and what you're able to do. And we give all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now we'll let Fish Danette come and finish up with this beautiful song from Psalm 61, as she has said. Hallelujah. The shelter of your wings, Lord Jesus. The shelter of your wing. Protection? Oh, the greatest protection is our Lord. Our greatest protection is our Lord, especially against spiritual things, but everything else too. Because usually there's a spirit behind all the stuff on the bad stuff they do with the weapons in this world. God of mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Glorious, glorious truth of the word we've had. Thank you, Lord. There you go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing, for granting our prayers.
Amen. That's right, sis. Praise God. All right. Well, praise God. I'll let
okay.
you get to the song. It seems like your phone's messing up. Say something again.
What's wrong with my phone?
It sounds like it's echoing or maybe
okay.
I don't know if it's something's interfering or
okay.
Okay.
Is that okay now? Okay now?
Yeah, I still it might be just my phone. I've been dealing with stuff all night with my phone.
Does it echo?
Let me try this. All right, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus you make a way for the song to operate where she can sing the song to your praise clearly in Jesus' name.
Okay, brother. Amen.
Okay?
Okay, can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it sounds like there's like static or something. I don't know if the others in the chat room, how they're hearing you. Let's see what they say. Brother
okay.
Andrew or Tony or Rob, how are you hearing Sis Jeanette? Clear or is it there too? So it takes a little time to respond from them. It's a little delay. But, yeah, I've had, like, it's been like, you know, it's almost like somebody, like the old day phone, somebody listen in.
Okay. Maybe you can.
Let's see if anybody
okay,
says
okay.
It's clear
okay,
now.
I can start.
Okay, you go ahead, sis. Yeah, that's one okay. of the phones. There's a slight echo in Andrew, but it's clear to Connie, so. We go and just believe in faith that the Lord will make it clear. Amen?
Okay.
All right, sis.
Okay.
Amen.
A strong tower against death. shelter of your wings. I love to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I love to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
And honor the Lord and praise and honor him with the talent and the voices he's given us. And from our hearts too, right? As the Spirit
Amen.
Tells us.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you, sis, and we send our love and
bless
prayers
you,
your way.
Father.
And bless
Amen.
You. Have a wonderful
day. And you too,
Everybody
brother. Bless. And brothers and sisters in the chat room. I love you.
Thank
and
you.
Sister Brenda, all my brothers and sisters in the chat room. And
right.
Hello and bless good night.
You. Hello, good night. Praise the
Lord.
Bless
them. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes. Going on.